Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Taxpayers fund University of Pittsburgh baby parts harvesting. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the National Institutes of Health, or the NIH, spent almost $3 million in taxpayer dollars on a University of Pittsburgh project to harvest human organs and tissue from live aborted babies based primarily on a child's race. The NIH announced last April that the Department of Health and Human Services has reversed a policy put in place under President Donald Trump that halted all NIH-funded research using aborted fetal tissue. In fact, documents show that the NIH, where Dr. Anthony Fauci serves as chief of the Laboratory of Immunoregulation, requested more than $3.2 million in federal funds over a five-year period for the University of Pittsburgh's human fetal tissue harvesting.
Yeah, you know, Matt, the Center for Medical Progress, of which Sandra Merritt and David DeLion worked together to uncover what Planned Parenthood is doing with trafficking aborted baby parts, they had to sue to get a Federal of Information Act request to get these documents revealed, which they eventually did, got a 252-page document that's uncovered this university's project because the university wanted to become a tissue hub, their words, for human fetal tissue ranging from 6 to 42 weeks gestation.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah, the document also reveals that the original 2015 university proposal, which states that the purpose was to, quote, develop a pipeline to the acquisition, quality control, and distribution of human urinary and genital organs and functions, samples obtained throughout development 6 to 42 weeks gestation, and to have available a minimum of 5 cases tissue, and if possible, other biologicals per week of gestational age for ages 6 to 42 weeks.
You know, Matt, we shudder at the thought. You know, in China, they're doing live organ harvesting over there, but it's happening here in the United States.
Yeah, and the proposal that it submitted in 2015, the university said that it had been collecting, quote, fetal tissue for over 10 years, including liver, heart, gonads, legs, brain, genitalia, and the tissues, including kidneys, uterus, and bladders. I said that we have distributed over 300 fresh samples collected from 77 cases. This is unbelievable, Holly, that they are trafficking in human baby body parts.
Right, and they also refer to the time between when the organ has been separated from the body, a loss and change in body temperature after the blood supply has been reduced or cut off. They want to try to reduce that. So bottom line, that means the preborn baby actually dies from its organs being removed.
Listen to this. The application says, quote, we record the warm ischemic time on our samples and take steps to keep it at a minimum to ensure the highest quality biological specimens, close quote. It also describes, quote, labor induction, close quote, as a, quote, procedure that will be used to obtain the tissue, close quote. They are going to induce labor to get the tissue, and when they take the tissue out, it's still warm.
So the baby is delivered while it's still alive.
Yeah.
The cause of death is removing its organs.
And, you know, this is exactly what Sandra Merritt did when she revealed what was happening in these Planned Parenthood abortion clinics and these organ procurement companies. They were harvesting organs from babies, including in some cases live babies, to remove some of their organs while they were still alive. They were actually, in one case, Dr. Nucatola was changing the abortion procedure to bring the baby out feet first to actually help with the dilation, pulling it through that cervical opening. And then as dilation continued to happen, then taking the body parts and crushing above and crushing below the thorax, removing the body parts and eventually removing the skull.
And you remember that expert in stem cell research testified in the preliminary criminal hearing that she saw these live beating hearts coming in, and she realized these had to be taken from live babies. That wasn't something that she could even do with mice, but they're being done with babies.
And this actually, the report from this university lists the total number of collected fetal parts from aborted babies 25 to 42 weeks in gestation, according to racial categories, as either African American, Indian, / Alaska Native, Asian, Native Hawaiian, or other Pacific Islander, Black or African American, White, and more than one race. The collections needed for white babies were the highest at 220, followed by 110 for Black babies, Asians at 50, more than one race at 20, while the rest had zero for requirements.
And remember, too, that area in Pittsburgh, they have a low Black population. So it makes you wonder if they want 50% of these babies to be particularly minority patients, where they're getting them from and how.
Yeah, where are they getting that? 220 was the highest. Of course, that was white. 110, that's just 50% of the white for Black babies. So proportionally on the Black community, even though it's half of what they're doing for the white community, proportionally they're getting more percentage from the Black community than they are the white community.
And, you know, we've talked about those middlemen organizations that actually place orders to these Planned Parenthood, these abortion centers, and they say, okay, I need these particular parts today. And they would also place requests for a particular race as well, it sounds like.
This is just unreal that you would think that we're reading something from
a
Nazi
Frankenstein
Germany.
Movie or something,
Not Nazi Germany, you know, when this is what they did back then. But this is not Nazi Germany. This is the United States of America.
And you remember it was Kamala Harris that launched the investigation into Sandra Merritt and David DeLuyden. She actually ordered them to raid his apartment, to take his computers, to hide these videos of the truth that's coming out.
Yeah, and then she became a senator, and then Becerra took her place. He's also a very strong Planned Parenthood supporter, and then he brought the criminal charges, unprecedented, against David DeLuyden and Sandra Merritt. We represent Sandra. We've gone through hours and hours, and just it's the most expensive case that we've had in our history to defend Sandra, both in the criminal as well as in the massive Planned Parenthood federal lawsuit, and that is on appeal. The criminal trial is coming up later this year. We don't have a specific date yet set, but the judge wants to have the trial later this year, all of which was legal, what they did, but because of Harris, Becerra, who's now Biden's Secretary of Health and Human Services, it's like the fox guarding the hen house, mm-hmm. if you will, all of this was done against them so that they would be punished because they wanted to reveal Planned Parenthood and Planned Parenthood and its supporters, Harris and Becerra and others there. They punished them to try to send a message right. that you should never touch Planned Parenthood. Well, you know what? We're defending Sandra and we'll defend her to the very end because what she did was not only right, legal, but the people of the United States right. and the world need to know.
And, you know, let's go back to this, what's going on at the University of Pittsburgh. Dr. Fauci, who serves on the NIH for many, many years, serves on the NIH, is using taxpayer money, $3 million, to do this to live aborted babies.
Yeah, this is Fauci. This is the Darwinian social evolutionist racist ideology that is rooted right in Charles Darwin.
And he's the one who denies the gain of function and all that regarding the COVID virus.
And yet
he funded it.
There's no question he funded it.
And taxpayers are funding it.
We have one of the best articles that you can read on that whole issue of the gain of function and the funding of the Chinese lab at the Wuhan Institute of Virology at lc.org/vaccine. Scroll down to the very bottom about the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But Fauci was right in the middle of it. Fauci's been the one lying over this COVID. He's been the one constantly wanting to put pressure on people to get the shot. He's the one who's now authorizing not only the gain of function and funding that, but also lying to the world public, and then funding this barbaric harvesting of human baby parts, some of which no doubt were alive and their bodies still warm when their parts were removed. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, Stand with Liberty Counsel, as we stand for freedom and stand for life, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.